Well, this morning we have a guest joining us here on the phone. Dave Chase is with us. Dave is president of Nishna Valley Trails. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Jim.
Thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it.
You're certainly welcome. Anytime.
Well, we wanted to visit a little bit about the Nishna Valley Trails project here locally, working on the bridge and the connector trail. Actually, here we watched it firsthand right out our front door here behind the studios here, just to the northwest of us, where they're working on that bridge project now. It's pretty exciting to see things happening.
Well, finally, things are getting underway, and we're encouraged that we've gotten to this point, Jim.
It hasn't been easy, that's for sure, and it's not going to be easy to get this all completed, I'm sure. There are always bumps in the road.
Yeah, we received a couple of bumps this past week. We had a couple of major grant applications pending, and I received word this past week that neither one of them got funded. One was with Wells Fargo Foundation, and the other was from the Wellmark Foundation, and those grant applications totaled $125,000, which we were counting on, but, you know, as I've told people, these things aren't guaranteed.
No, they're never guaranteed, unfortunately, and but that doesn't stop the project now, does it?
No, that will not stop the project. We have some other funding opportunities that we're exploring, and in fact, as you said, the work is underway out your back door there, so it's not going to stop. We're going to go ahead. We felt good about where we were financially when we pulled the trigger back in June, and we still are feel that way.
Excellent. Well, let's talk a little bit about where we are right now. We have seen the activity back and forth with some heavy equipment heading back there. What's going on right now?
The grubbing of the trees and the undergrowth back in that area where the trail is going to be situated is virtually completed now. And a pre-construction meeting was held Monday morning with Snyder & Associates and A.M. Coron, the general contractor. And they're going to start working on the trail and the bridge next Tuesday.
Well, that's pretty exciting stuff, because that's actually, isn't that a little earlier than anticipated?
That's actually a little earlier, yes. I think they're trying to take advantage, well, I know they're trying to take advantage of the good weather that we've been having, and so I think they're itching to get this done, and we are too.
Oh, no doubt. And so that'll speed up. If this speeds up and we don't have any massive weather delays, like we've seen with some of the road construction projects here lately, then that should speed up the completion then too a little bit, right?
The days of construction, as we're informed, are 40. So it's going to be 40 days start to finish, which should be accomplished, again, pending the weather.
Wow, that's pretty exciting when they can get in a couple of weeks ahead of time like that. It's hard to be able to schedule things like that when people have so many different projects that they're juggling right now.
And we feel pretty fortunate that we're at this point.
Yeah, excellent. So, folks, if the weather stays nice here late fall, folks actually could start using that trail when?
They can start using it then, and that would be wonderful, because that would be earlier than we anticipated. We didn't think we'd be seeing people using the trail until next spring. It will allow people to see it, first of all, and then use it.
Absolutely. And that's going to be a beautiful area back there where that bridge is, isn't it?
Yes, it's quite pristine, and it goes over, the bridge goes over Troublesome Creek, and it's in a very, very beautiful area, a lot of wildlife back in there, and as well as the stream, which just adds to the beauty of it, and it's going to be quiet no traffic, and people can enjoy it at their leisure.
Yeah, very good. Well, you talked money early on. Let's go back to that, because that's always the important thing. I know a lot of folks have stepped up here and donated and been very generous in giving toward this project so far. With the news that you got about a couple of those grants, does that put the onus back on fundraising and trying to get this wrapped up here?
Absolutely. And we hadn't abandoned the fundraising efforts, knowing that one or other, the other of these grants may not come through. We had counted on at least one of them coming through, which would have helped. But there are individuals, Jim, and organizations that have indicated to us that they would do more. Some of them have already contributed to the cause, but have also indicated that they would do more if needed. And then we're going back to some of the donors who have given already, some quite generously, and we'll be asking for additional support from them, maybe even including a matching type of grant a scenario where we have someone step up and pledge in a significant amount under the condition that, those funds be matched by other contributions. So the wheels are turning. We're trying to come up with methods to raise the rest of the money. We're about $160,000 short, Jim.
Has the fundraising so far been more targeted, Dave, than just a general fundraising effort?
We've had a general mailing to individuals who we identified as being interested in projects of this nature. So it was targeted to begin with. A general fund drive involving the entire community is not out of the question. We know that organizations, businesses, and individuals are constantly being hit up for the support for projects that benefit the community. We're sensitive to that, but we also know that there's probably people out there that we haven't touched yet.
People are willing typically to help out projects that they see as being a benefit to them. Dave, why is this project of benefit to everyone who lives in the area?
Well, anyone who's interested in a healthy lifestyle should be interested in things such as recreational trails and things of this nature. It adds to the recreational opportunities in the area and is one more piece of the pie in terms of tourism and economic development. People want to live in places that have amenities that are of this particular nature, like trails, YMCA, exercise opportunities, and employers are looking for people to locate in our area, and this adds to the attractiveness. So for all of those reasons, community development, community pride, healthy lifestyle, well, people should, if they are interested in this, help us and support it.
Well, and with the amount of use that the T-Bone Trail through Audubon County gets and the amount of use that the Schulberg Quarry Trail gets, you would certainly think that a lot of folks are going to use this section as well.
Yeah, and this is, and I mentioned a piece of the pie. This is a piece of the connection with those two trail systems. This whole idea was generated out of a desire to see the T-Bone Trail connected to Atlantic, so that we could go all the way to Audubon, and then the development of the Schulberg Trails has even enhanced this whole idea, because it provides a destination point for tourists and bicyclists and hikers to have a reason to come to Atlantic and Cass County.
And we don't want to short sight some of those folks who have been generous with their opportunities here as well. You've got some contractors who could be out taking maximum bids for different jobs, but they're here helping out with this, and in some cases doing it with the community in mind.
Yeah, and I can't say enough for the cooperation and the rather generous bid that A.M. Corin and Sons made as general contractor to this project. They're a local contractor, and that was part of our objective, is to keep the work local, keep our people employed here, and they came through with flying colors and gave us a very competitive bid. Actually quite a few thousand dollars less than we had projected. And this was a community-spirited gesture, I'll guarantee you. It's not something you see in other states, and that's why we like to live in Southwest Iowa, because people pull together in just this fashion. And that that contractor needs to be commended publicly.
Absolutely. Well, we're getting toward the end of the year where people start thinking about their past year's donations to charitable causes. These are tax-deductible donations that folks might make?
Yes, all these donations are tax-deductible because Nishna Valley Trails is a 501c3 tax-exempt organization, and any individual donations qualify for a personal tax deduction.
Excellent.
And anybody that's doing their year-end tax planning and want to make sure that they get their donation bucket full, we'll welcome their contribution.
Very good. And Dave, how do folks go about donating if they so choose?
Well, Mission Valley Trails has a mailbox address. It's Box 496 in Atlantic, 50022. They can contact me personally at 712-249-3059. And we can talk about not only cash donations, but there can be donations of stock and other donation opportunities that can help out tax-wise.
Excellent. Well, Dave, thank you so much for all the work you've done putting into this and getting us to where we are right now. And let's hope everybody else picks up and goes full steam ahead to get this completed here very soon.
Well, Jim, and I want to thank you and KJN for your support. You have helped us keep this before the public, and that means a lot to us.